The House will come to order. The clerk will read the roll. Call the roll.
Allen.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Baldwin.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blackburn. Blackburn.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Clem.
Here.
Connolly. Dayton,
here.
Edmonds,
here.
Edwards,
here.
Eklund,
here.
Esquivel, Esquivel, Freeman,
here.
Gay,
here.
Greer,
here.
Green, Halverson,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Harvey,
here.
Hunt,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Jennings,
here.
Kasparik,
here.
Kirkbride,
here.
Croker,
here.
Crone,
here.
Larson Lloyd,
here.
Larson Dan, Lindholm,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Laux,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
Miller,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Northrup,
here.
Patton,
here.
Paxton,
here.
Pelkey,
here.
Petroff,
here.
Pieperinen,
here.
Pinnell,
here.
Reeder,
here.
Schwartz,
here.
Summers,
here.
Steinmetz,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Throne,
here.
Walters,
here.
Wilson,
here.
Winters, Winters?
Here.
Zwanitzer Dan?
Here.
Zwanitzer Dave?
Here.
Mr. Speaker?
Here.
Esquivel? Esquivel? Esquivel excused. 59 present, 1 excused.
Our chaplain today is my very own pastor, Reverend Jason Harshberger, representing United Presbyterian Church in Laramie. Reverend Harshberger.
Friends, join me in a word of prayer. Holy and gracious God, as we gather again, we come before you mindful of your presence in our lives and grateful for the opportunity that is set before us. We ask, O Lord, that you be with us in all that we do in this day and in the days ahead. May we seek to always remember your teachings and the ways in which you would have us live our lives and lead your people. Lord, on this day as we begin yet again, we do ask your blessing upon all of these people in this time. We give you thanks for their commitment to making this state an even stronger place. And we pray that you will bless them in the time ahead. Help them to be fully present here in this opportunity. Be with all the pieces that they have left behind back home. Be with their families who miss them. Be with their places of employment. Be with the tasks that they were not able to finish before they left. Help them, O Lord, to cast all of their cares upon you and to trust that you are present with them and you are present with those back home. And Lord, as we begin this journey, be with them in all that lies ahead. Help them to be open to different perspectives, approaches, and opportunities. Help them always to remember those they have been elected to serve. Be with them in moments of collegiality and conflict. Be with them in moments of heated discussion. Be with them when they agree and celebrate, and then when they adamantly disagree and argue. Be with them and bless them in this journey. Thank you, O Lord, for all that lies ahead. Help us all to remember your call in our lives to serve you in all that we do, and to be a part of bringing your kingdom here to this earth. And it's in your holy name that we pray. Amen.
Next order of business is the General Committee Report.
Your General Committee reports that the Journal of January 13, 2015 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representative Schwartz and Steinmetz.
The doctor of the day is Dr. John Healy from Cheyenne. I don't know whether he's back there or not. In any event, thank you. Let's have a round of applause for his... We're at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 21.
House Bill 21 from Representative Stebson, an act relating to interstate secession.
House Bill 21 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 26.
House Bill 26 from Representative Barlow, an act relating to domestic relations.
House Bill 26 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 28.
House Bill 28 from Representative Dave Zwanitzer, an act relating to criminal procedure.
House Bill 28 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 29.
House Bill 29 from Representative Byrd, an act relating to marijuana possession.
House Bill 29 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 46.
House Bill 46 from Representative Gay, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
House Bill 46 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 49.
House Bill 49 from Representative Walters, an act relating to criminal procedure.
House Bill 49 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 72.
House Bill 72 from the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to pension accounts.
House Bill 72 is assigned to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 1.
House Joint Resolution 1 from Representative Winters, a joint resolution requesting Congress to amend the United States Constitution to authorize congressional votes to approve or disapprove proposed federal regulations.
House Joint Resolution Number 1 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 5.
House Joint Resolution Number 5 from Representative Dan Zwanitzer, a joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution to remove any mandatory retirement age for Supreme Court justices and judges of other courts in Wyoming.
House Joint Resolution 5 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 24.
House Bill 24 from Representative Byrd, an act relating to labor and employment.
House Bill 24 is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 25.
House Bill 25 from Representative Kirkbride, an act relating to taxation.
House Bill 25 is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 43.
House Bill Number 43 from Representative Dave Zwanitzer, an act relating to ad valorem taxation.
House Bill 43 is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 62.
House Bill 62 from Representative Stebson, an act relating to property tax exemptions.
House Bill 62 is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 75.
House Bill 75 from Representative Barlow, an act relating to the administration of government.
House House Bill number 75 is assigned to Committee number 3, Revenue. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 76.
House Bill 76 from Representative Stubson, an act relating to the Wyoming Public Library Endowment Challenge Program.
House Bill 76 is assigned to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 4.
House Joint Resolution number 4 from Representative Lindholm, a joint resolution petitioning Congress to call a convention to propose amendments to the Constitution of the United States.
House Joint Resolution 4 is assigned to Committee number 3, Revenue. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 73.
House Bill 73 from Representative Harshman, an act relating to adoption of education content and performance standards.
House Bill 73 is assigned to Committee number 4, Education. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 56.
House Bill number 56, introduced by Representative Lindholm, an act relating to agriculture.
House Bill 56 is assigned to Committee number 5, Agriculture. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 70.
House Bill 70 from the Select Water Committee, an act relating to water development projects.
House Bill 70 is assigned to Committee number 5, Agriculture. Next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 3.
House Joint Resolution number 3 from the Federal National Resource Management Committee, a joint resolution requesting Congress, state, and local authorities to take action to remediate damages caused by free-roaming wild horses on rangelands in the West.
House Joint Resolution number 3 is assigned to Committee number 5, Agriculture. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 7.
House Bill 7, introduced by Representative Dan Zwanitzer, an act relating to game and fish.
House Bill 7 is assigned to Committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 66.
House Bill 66, introduced by Dan Zwanitzer, an act relating to the official mythical creature of Wyoming.
House Bill 66 is assigned to Committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 35.
House Bill 35 from Representative Dan Zwanitzer, an act relating to boards.
House Bill 35 is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 44.
House Bill 44 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to taxation.
House Bill 44 is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 45.
House Bill 45 from Representative Barlow, an act relating to the insurance code.
House Bill 45 is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 68.
House Bill 68 from Representative Byrd, an act relating to elections.
House Bill number 68 is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 69.
House Bill 69 from Representative Byrd, an act relating to downtown development.
House Bill 69 is assigned to Committee number 7, Corporations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 48.
House Bill 48 from Representative Dave Zwanitzer, an act relating to motor vehicles.
House Bill 48 is assigned to Committee number 8, Transportation. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 74.
House Bill 74 from Representative Blake, an act relating to motor vehicle registration.
House Bill 74 is assigned to Committee number 8, Transportation. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 31.
House Bill 31 from Representative Dan Zwanitzer, an act relating to public utilities.
House Bill 31 is assigned to Committee number 9, Minerals. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 71.
House Bill 71 from the Labor Committee, an act relating to the Wyoming Investment in Nursing Program.
House Bill number 71 is assigned to Committee number 10, Labor Health. Next order of business is reports from standing committees.
House Bill 14 from the Judiciary Committee. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 14, Electronic Citations, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baker, Escobel, Halverson, Croker, Crone, Miller, Pelkey, Pennell, Winters. Signed by Representative Miller, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom is referred House Bill 15, Restoration of Voting Rights by Department of Corrections, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baker, Escobel, Halverson, Croker, Crone, Miller, Pelkey, Pennell, Winters, signed by Representative Miller, Chairman. House Bill Number 16, Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom is referred House Bill 16, Offenses Against Public Administration, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baker, Escobel, Halverson, Croker, Crone, Miller, Pelkey, Pennell, Winters, signed by Representative Miller, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 65, State Employees Group Insurance, County Employees, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Burkhart, Connolly, Greer, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, Stubson, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 13, State Parks, Use of Fees, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Clem, Freeman, Kirkby, Larson, Petroff, Schwartz, and Steinmetz, signed by Representative Petroff, Chairman. Your Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred House Bill 3, Department of Insurance, Fine Schedules, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Gay, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, Paxton, Danswanitzer, signed by Danswanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred House Bill 37, Telephone Assistance Program, Repeal, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Gay, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, and Danswanitzer, one excuse, Representative Paxton, signed by Representative Danswanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred House Bill 40, Insurance Adjusters, Portable Electronic Devices, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Gay, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, Danswanitzer, one excuse, Representative Paxton, signed by Representative Danswanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred House Bill 64, UCC Title 1 and 7 Revisions, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Gay, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, and Danswanitzer, one excuse, Representative Paxton, signed by Representative Danswanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business and Economic Development, to whom was referred House Bill 55, Solid Waste Program Amendments, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Byrd, Kennedy, Edmonds, Gay, Kasperic, Larson, Lockhart, Summers, and Walters, signed by Representative Lockhart, Chairman.
Representative Freeman, please proceed.
Wyoming is blessed by having a citizen legislature, and most of you are like me. We've given up our day jobs to come here. Your employer is probably looking at, in checking if you're there or not in the newspaper. Mine is in the gallery. And I would like to introduce the president of Western Wyoming Community College, Carla Leach.
Welcome to the House. Any more privileges of the floor? Everybody happy? Our Wyoming Cowboys are ranked 25th in the nation this week. They play San Diego State tonight at 9 o'clock, a late game because it's on TV. We're proud of them. And Representative Blake, would you please do the honors? I will take privilege of the floor to make sure that everyone notices in the gallery Dr. McGinnity, the president of our fine university, and David Jones, the provost. Please give him a hand. Representative Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I would be remiss if I hadn't noticed that my bosses were up there in the gallery, the president, and I was just busy working. I promise.
Okay. Committee announcements. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet 10 minutes upon adjournment today. We will have our organizational meeting, and then we will hear House Bill 58, Developmental Disability Services Transition Grants. Thank you.
Chairman Patton.
Mr. Chairman, your committee education number 4 will meet immediately after adjournment. It's a workable meeting. Everybody is invited, but we've got a number of good people that are going to be present for just a general workshop type of an approach. Thank you.
Chairman Zwanitzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 7, Corporations, will meet tomorrow upon noon recess to hear two bills, House Bill 39, Aggregate Campaign Contribution Limits Repeal, and House Bill 38, PAC Campaign Limits and Funding.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Judiciary Committee number 1 will meet upon noon recess on Thursday, January 15, in room H8, to discuss two bills, House Bill 17, sexual assault protection orders, and House Bill 18, Drone Protection Act. That latter one is a continuation of the discussion we had earlier today.
Chairman Horstman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number two, Appropriations, will continue agency hearings today upon adjournment with Agency 151, Laramie County District Attorney, followed by Agency 004, State Treasurer. And we will continue continue committee meetings tomorrow, Thursday, January 15th at noon recess with an update on the Capitol Complex, Capitol Square project, and we will continue hearings as necessary upon adjournment tomorrow on Thursday. And Mr. Speaker, if I could, I've had many requests for information on when we're hearing certain agencies or agency handouts or governor's letters, and those will come out next Monday. And if you would, and I'll have a handout tomorrow, but if you want to write this down, you can go to this website. We have about three document systems in the legislature, and the JAC is a guinea pig for SharePoint. And so every handout that we get, everything that comes through is all on the calendar, and then you'll see a folder that says governor's letter. So those kind of things will start to populate next week. And the web address is wyoleg.sharepoint.com, and then you'll be directed to log in. And we'll get it figured out in the next couple of days. So there's several legislators that use it. And the JAC, of course, we work off of it. I think it's, there's a couple competing programs out there that the legislature will, in fact, adopt at some point. But that's the one we're on. And you can follow all the action and get all the information there. And certainly, as questions come, any member of the committee and myself, we're always available. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Zwanitzer, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet tomorrow night, 10 minutes after adjournment, in H-17 to hear the following bills. House Bill number 22, Disabled Veteran License Plates. House Bill 74, Front License Plate Requirement. And House Bill 48, Motor Vehicle Headlamp Usage.
Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, will meet in H-11 tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock for an organizational meeting. We will also meet in B-63 upon adjournment tomorrow to listen to the forestry update.
Chairman Petrov.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will be meeting 8 a.m. Friday morning, January 14th, in room H-10 to hear House Bill 12, Game and Fish Violations Restitution, and House Bill 7, Game Roadkill.
Representative Hunt.
Mr. Speaker, privilege.
Please proceed.
Just a quick reminder for everybody. Representative Berger would like to get a big all of us group photo out on the Capitol steps on Friday afternoon. So we'll throw out another reminder or two between now and then. But just keep that in mind after adjournment, but before everybody runs off for the weekend and goes home. After adjournment Friday, if you could just hang around for a few minutes and we can try and get a picture of the whole house out on the floor, out on the Capitol steps. And it's supposed to be a really nice day, so hopefully the weather will hold. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the legislative photographer will be in the basement conference room today through Friday of this week from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. each day. Please stop by at your earliest convenience to have your official legislative photograph taken if you haven't done so already. An order form is also distributed if you wish to order additional prints. Representative Hunt.
One more quick announcement, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. As far as poking goes, I have heard there might be a little bit of confusion as to who, what your numbers might be. I know that they're hard to see. A lot of them are either dirty or just totally like scrubbed off the floor of the garage. So if anybody has any confusion or doubt as to what their number is or where that space is, let me know. I guess just a rough show of hands, I could just go get a map printout and a number sheet for everybody. Would that be helpful? Okay, I will do that. Thank you very much.
Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Brothers and sisters of the 63rd, if you'd get out paper and pencil, or a pen if you prefer, I would like to give you the order of business for tomorrow. We're actually going to start Committee of the Whole. And my practice will try to be to have, we'll have a printout for you at the end of the day, each day, of what we think the bills will be forthcoming for introduction and debate. Okay? So we will start with House Bill 14. These are all House bills, by the way. 16, 3, 55, 65, 64, 40, 37, 13, and 15. For you as new members, this is a tentative list. It can be changed at any point during the Committee of the Whole or in advance of that. A couple of reminders I'd like to give you as chairman of the committees. If you would advise me if you were going to have a lengthy amendment or if you had long debate in your committee, that would be helpful to me as I plan the day to know about that so we can make certain that if I put it on the agenda, we maybe can address it that day. If you are a sponsor of a bill and you see that it's coming up, if you have any concerns or you also know that it could be of great length of debate or discussion, if I knew that, it would be helpful. If there is a bill that is on the list that you don't intend to work right away, let me know that also, and I will have it at the bottom of the list. So feel free at any time to come and talk with me about the committee as a whole. Now, does anyone need the list repeated? Are we good? Great. And then with that, Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow, January 15, 2015.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The House is adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow, January 15, 2015. Okay. Thank you.